This short is brought to you by Lens Protocol.
So, Aiden, when an artist comes to you and they're like, why should SpinAmp be allowed to aggregate my music for free and then give that to their fans or to the platform's listeners, and I make nothing off the listenership, right? I don't get that sort of like revenue that I would traditionally get, let alone why should you even be allowed to take my music or aggregate my music? How do you respond to that? What are your thoughts around this entire debate?
Yeah, no, great question. I think there's a few aspects to this debate. I'd say like the one kind of key point for me is I think like what's happening with music NFTs is very much an experiment today. And we're experimenting essentially with are there new ways of valuing music, new ways of economic models emerging around music. In order for those to succeed, we need to be able to experiment. So we do need content to experiment with. This whole experiment of like Web3 music couldn't really exist without, at least some artists making their music available. The second aspect of it is the kind of ethos of Web3. I think certainly a lot of artists, they sign contracts with specific platforms like Sound and Catalog and so on to kind of share their content there. But if their content is locked on those platforms, then it kind of doesn't really form part of this Web3 experiment if it can't actually be something that's like more accessed and composed. So we're not really like doing the experiment justice unless we do it properly. We risk, just building the same kind of Web2 style centralized systems in that way. And I think on a more practical level, I think the purpose of the experiment is to get artists more funding and get them more money. And so the like more practical answer is that by having their content open, by allowing aggregators to aggregate and share their content, actually they're going to get more money than if they don't do that. That's obviously like a claim that we're making. It's a claim that we need to prove. I can say today for SpinAmp, like that's already true. And, the content that people have collected through SpinAmp has already got artists more money than they would have in traditional platforms, relatively. And so, I think like the bigger part of that is that the whole thesis around collecting is that like people are going to collect and give money to artists more likely in a stronger way if they've actually experienced the content and they've gotten access to the content first. Their experience consuming the content has actually led to them wanting to collect and fund artists. And so the like last piece of this is especially for SpinAmp, one in which we believe that having access to the content and allowing people to consume and listen to it will actually essentially lead to more collecting and more money going to artists. And so it's actually in the artist's best interest for listeners to be actually consuming their content as part of a cohesive collection experience instead of just going to like a kind of financial marketplace to like buy their content, which is kind of disconnected from the relationship that they're building with their fans. And that like closer relationship through their content actually, we hope will lead to actually more like financial success for artists than otherwise.
I do see a world where being able to accrue revenue through secondaries with traffic driven because of SpinAmp to those applications or to those NFTs will ultimately lead, hopefully at scale, to a more, I guess, beneficial model for a lot of music artists, at least independent ones. But I also see a world where there could be a challenge of music aggregators getting attacked by traditional legal reforms and whatever that may look like to kind of like recognize the traditional manner and then apply that and tack that on to sort of, yeah, this new school manner of engagement and consumption.
What's up, guys? Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, then you are a champ and I owe you a free listener pin. Go to adamlevy.io/NFT, fill in your info, and I'll distribute the NFT towards the end of the season. By collecting your pin, you prove your contribution to the season and get exclusive access to content, allow lists, and more. So be sure to collect yours. Also, please make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. This helps me out so much. And finally, hit me up on Twitter at LevyChain. I want to hear what you're building, the latest crowdfund you're trying to complete, or if you simply want to chat. I love talking about where crypto meets the creator economy, and it's no different if it's coming from you directly. So thanks again for your support. It means the world, and I'll see you on the next episode.